Dear family, we are in a very serious season of judgment that is coming to earth. The Lord has confirmed a solid source through one of our core members, and he has a very accurate history of warning of different catastrophes on the earth that actually do come to pass. His name is Mike from around the world, who has messages on SoundCloud under the name of Council One Arch. Basically, he's been warning us of a doomsday type cloud of debris for the past 8 years, and that it is to intersect with the earth around May 12th, 2020. It is 3 to 4 million miles wide, and it's associated with the approaching dark star Nibiru and its planets. Our solar system is just beginning to pass through this now, this very day. No one really knows how extensive the damage to Earth will be, but according to our core group visions, they saw fire falling from heaven, setting the earth on fire in many nations. At the end of this message, I'll share with you a prophetic word given by Mother Elisha, formerly Nana. As an example, and to give you an idea of what a meteorite can do, on September the 15th, 2007, near the village of Carrancas in Peru, at 12,500 feet and close to the Bolivian border and Lake Titicaca, the impact of a 10-foot meteor created a crater larger than 15 feet deep and 43 feet wide, with visibly scorched earth around the impact site in the clay and scorched earth around its location. A local official said that boiling water started coming up out of the crater and particles of rock and cinders were found nearby as fetid, noxious gases spewed from the crater. Really stinky stuff, sulfur. After the impact, villagers who had approached the site grew sick from a then unexplained illness with a wide array of symptoms. The impact, a local official said, caused boiling water to come out of the crater, and particles of rock and cinders were found nearby. As noxious gases spewed from the crater, the fireball had been observed by the locals as strongly luminous with a smoky trail and seen from just 3,300 feet above ground. The object moved in a direction northeast, and the small seismic shock of the impact shattered the windows of the local health center a half a mile away. A smoke column was formed at that site that lasted several minutes, and gas was seen bubbling up in the water in the crater. Soon after the impact, more than 600 villagers visited the site and began falling ill from unexplained symptoms. Dermal injuries, nausea, headaches, diarrhea, and vomiting. On September 20th, Peruvian scientists confirmed that there had been a meteorite strike. It's interesting because one of our members here on the community had been hearing, 1 week it was fire falling from the sky every day, and the next week it was the blood of the martyrs. Also, a scripture that was associated with this vision, fire in the sky, was in Baruch 6:62. Fire sent from on high to burn up the mountains and the forests carries out its command, but these false gods are not their equal, whether in appearance or in power. I wanted to mention to you also that Mike from around the world, you can find him at https://soundcloud.com/Council1. Our Lord, what am I to tell the heart dwellers about this? Jesus began Tell them not to be afraid of the fire that falls from heaven, but the fire that burns in hell for eternity. I am standing by, waiting to rescue souls from hell if they will call out to me. People of the earth, you have been duped and deceived by your rulers, but those who are evil are in high places. You've been led astray to believe that what they're doing is good when it is pure evil. You young ones who have been trained in the ways of the world, you have much to learn to uncover the truth of the agenda behind the teachings that have prepared you to hate what is good and right. I am the one who created this beautiful planet, and I am the one who has preserved it. Those who falsely accused me are the ones who are setting this planet up for its demise. Satan's entire agenda is to destroy you in the most painful way possible and destroy this planet as well. He hates you and everything this beautiful earth contains, and his one and only agenda is suffering, death, and destruction. I'm telling you this because you do not know the extent of deception and destruction plotted against you. This nation is now at an impasse. It has reached the point of no return. You are entering into a time of unparalleled suffering and destruction. And I am calling you all to pray as never before, because your very lives do indeed depend upon it. What is coming is not to be believed, but for those who have done their homework and are prepared, I will be with you to assist others. Lord, please tell us what to expect. Jesus replied, death and destruction. Prayer, prayer, and more prayers. Work at this time is not the focus. Prayer is. Press into prayer. Lives depend upon your faithful prayers and vigilance. Many lives, thousands of lives, not just their bodies, but where it is determined they shall go after they die. As I told you in the beginning, do not be concerned about the fires on the earth, but those within the earth, in hell, and be concerned with your salvation. The rain of God comes in a way no one would expect. With thunder and lightning and signs in the sky do I come. Yet not all are ready for my coming. And this has been the issue with my father and I. We want so many more to be saved, Claire. So many more. And while my bride waits anxiously for my coming, assuming even that she is ready, I still must look upon selfish lives that live for themselves and not for my kingdom come and my will to be done on earth. All the while this carnival is going on, souls are dying for lack of food, clothing, shelter, love, a knowledge of how dear they are to me. Claire, there are still many, many more to be saved before we remove my bride from the earth. You are wise to come to me seeking this wisdom, because while everyone is getting busy for the rapture, I am busy looking for laborers in the field, and I find pitifully few. What does this mean, beloved? It means I must wait. My bride is still preoccupied with herself, not with those who are suffering, want, and above all suffering in ignorance of my tender love for them. The gospel must be preached throughout the whole world, and even though it seems obvious that I could come for my bride at any moment, I am still waiting for her to perform, that is, in obedience, work in the fields that are ripening for the harvest. That is why the rapture will not come about now. This has been settled in heaven. It is not time yet. But I must drop hints and stir into flame the eventuality of my soon coming in hopes that my precious bride will take stock of her life and discover she is indeed lacking in resemblance to me. Yes, this is a finer point. My bride must resemble me. She must be persecuted, rejected, and downgraded in the eyes of the world. This can only happen when she's busy about my business, bringing in the harvest. Lord, I have been such a failure at fasting lately. It seems like I truly love myself more than the work you've given me, but I get so weak. Jesus continued, I want you to understand once and for all, it is not given to every soul to fast severely. Get your eyes off fasting and onto loving and serving. You see, the enemy succeeds in sidetracking and discouraging you by drawing attention to your weaknesses. This holds true for you and every heart dweller. This is Satan's favorite way to disconnect a Christian from me. Accusation, guilt, and shame. Some have made an idol out of fasting. There is no doubt that it is powerful and important in your lives. But do not make it into an idol that unless you choose a strict arbitrary fast, you are not fit to hear from me. That is a lie. If I have chosen you to hear from me, you will hear. But I do honor self-denial. But don't make it a god. Excesses of food and entertainment dull the senses and create a certain deafness. So to be sharp, alert, and attentive to my call, I ask you to moderate these things in your lives. Claire, it would shock you if you could see how many of those who fast, what's in their mind. So many do it from an impure motive. They want to be holy like Saint so-and-so. So they figure they can fast like so-and-so did and they will be holy. No, it doesn't work that way. It is love, obedience, and humility that prepare the heart, not just outward observances. Now, if I ask a soul to abstain, then it is for a very good reason, and their obedience will please me. The spiritual life is loaded with reefs of presumption that appear holy but are traps. That is why I teach the greatest of these is love. Someone who looks fit and very accomplished, fasting, praying, shedding tears for others, giving words of knowledge, yet is not operating from brotherly love. This person is missing what is most important. Enough said, but I wanted to clarify to you, it has been settled in heaven. There is still more time. Yet many catastrophes will occur on earth to bring my bride up and into the forefront of the harvest. These are wake-up calls, not the final trump. Please do not doubt me in this. So I say to you, steady as she goes, get to work on your apostolate to contribute to the harvest. Be a worker in my fields and bring in the souls that are languishing and ignorant of my tremendous love for them. Do not allow yourself to be cowed by the enemy, who is forever accusing you and holding up to you standards I didn't choose. No, follow me alone, out of obedience, and do not make idols for yourselves out of spiritual practices. Listen for my instructions on your fasting and follow that, because I alone know what you can handle and what is not good for you. Do this and I will be well pleased with you. Also be on the lookout for tricks to sidetrack you into doing other things because they are holier in your eyes. No, this is vainglory. Humility and obedience will defeat these traps you have so easily fallen into in the past. I bless you now, my sweet spouses, and in your hearing ears I send garlands of grace and peace born of my righteousness to rest upon your shoulders and increase your confidence in our very special relationship. And that was the end of his message. Now, Mother Elisha opened the scriptures and her fingers fell on verse 62 of the book of Baruch. Wouldn't you know? It was concerning fire falling from the skies on the forest. Baruch 6:62, and fire sent from on high to burn up the mountains and the forest carries out its command. But these false gods are not their equal, whether in appearance or in power. Now, here he's referring to the idolatry that was going on and the reason why this fire from on high was sent to burn up the mountains and the forest. In Sirach, which is in the Catholic Bible, 17, but to the penitent he provides a way back and encourages those who are losing hope. Turn back to the Lord and give up your sins. Pray before him and make your offenses few. Turn again to the Most High and away from iniquity, and hate intensely what he loathes. Who in Sheol can glorify the Most High in place of the living who offer their praise? The dead can no more give praise than those who have never lived. They who are alive and well glorify the Lord. How great is the mercy of the Lord and his forgiveness for those who return to him. And this is all about repentance in our nation. It's no mystery that New York was hit very hard with the virus because of all the killing of babies that they're doing, cutting them up, coming out of their mother's wombs. It's horrendous. It's just horrendous. And I think you can expect judgment to fall on that area of our country heavier than in other places because of this very thing. Lord, I can't help but think there are more calamities coming, and you want me to warn more people. That's Mother Elisha speaking. Jesus replied, "Yes, beloved, the things that are coming are so devastating, dear one. Many will not be able to comprehend why or what is going on. It will be one after the other, dear one. How I am truly calling my sleeping ones to wake up from their slumber as this pandemic and plague dies off, so another will rise right on its heels. Forest fires are coming this summer all over your nation. None like ever before, destroying crops, fields, homes, livelihood. It's going to be an immense challenge for your nation and forest fire workers. Beloved, many of my animals will also be caught in the fire in the thick of it and perish. Many will then begin to cry out, 'Where is God in all of this?' And I respond to you, my people, that I am here. I have always been here, waiting for you to respond. Now that the earth is passing away and there is nothing good in it, will you now begin to see that your life is but a vapor and give it to me, to my will? Now you begin to see that your fortresses, your hopes, your wealth, and even your health cannot save you, but only I can. Call out to me, my people. I'm waiting to hear my beloved ones cry out to me in great humility and contrition, turning from their sinful ways, that I may heal their land. But many will say, 'How have I sinned? I'm a godly person. I go to church. I pay tithes.' Oh, my beloved ones, working out your salvation is much more than that. It is the total desire to live free from sin. I have called you to be holy as I am holy. It is a renunciation of compromises, small foxes that continue to spoil the vine. It is a deep examination of your conscience as to how you have lived your lives. Are you truly following me? Are you loving your neighbor as yourself? Are you helping the sick, the poor, the hungry? Not just with a donation here and there, but truly in your heart, living for others, for my kingdom? Or are you living for yourselves and your family? Please wake up, my dear ones. Rise from your slumber and sleep no more. I am doing a great shaking before the great awakening comes upon the whole world. Indeed, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Now, to my faithful ones, there are those all around seeking me in their hearts, seeking answers to their questions, and you have the answers. This is a great time to share my love, my hope, and faith with all those around you. So please don't shy away from this, from the opportunities I bring before you, because the opportunities are going to be countless. So please, my beloved bride, stand with me. I know many of you are weary, but stand with me. A time of great harvest is coming, and it is even here now. Mother Elijah answered, O Lord, help us. Help me, because I am truly one of your very weary ones. Give us all the strength to stand and believe with great hope, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. Jesus replied to her, My beloved one, yes, indeed, I am releasing graces even now for those to rise in great strength and faith in this hour. And I hear the worries of your heart and the anxieties, beloved. Everything I promised you will come to pass, even in the midst of chaos. Remember, I do make beauty from ashes and make a beautiful masterpiece out of ruins. So my faithfulness will be a testimony to all who witnessed what I do, even in the midst of this trial. And that was the end of her message from the Lord. We have another young man, the young man that I invited him here. He dropped everything he was doing, left and came out here. And he is doing wonderfully. And the Lord is starting to speak through him as well. And perhaps in the next message, I'll have the time to share that with you. But in the meantime, please pray and understand that the scriptures say in Revelation, fire will fall from the sky. And this is going to start happening now. It has already begun in some places. And you're not likely to hear very much about it in the media. But it's going to start now. And it's going to get more and more intense. So please be on the lookout, be praying, be repenting, reforming your life. Today's Lord's Supper, the readings were all about John the Baptist. Prepare the way of the Lord. Repent, prepare the way of the Lord. And so God bless you, heart dwellers. Thank you so much for continuing to take care of us and the refuge. There's some beautiful things going on here, and I hope to get to share them with you. For now, may the Lord shine his sweet face upon you and wrap you in his arms and hold you close and give you his peace, and yet prepare your heart for the things that are to come, that you might rise up and work in the fields where the hungry, the thirsty, the lame, and the forsaken are crying out,